Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. Looking at the official clock, it's your 9 a.m. update Eastern time on Tropical Storm Florence. Look at this. We still have a lot of rainfall associated with this system. The tropical storm is located over here, but what we're seeing is, you know, around Myrtle Beach, you're seeing some of that turn of the winds, but the main emphasis has to be in these rain bands because that's where we're seeing repetitive rain. The slower the center moves, the slower this area is going to move. So repetitively over places like Jacksonville, Surf City, you're continuously seeing more rainfall and unfortunately more to come. So if you look out into the waters here, look at some of these storms. There's heavy rain, some the potential of some of these actually becoming tornadic. We're actually seeing some of the twist on some of these individual cells out there. So more to come over the same areas over and over. And that's becoming it's already an issue. It's becoming a worse issue with time. I do want to show you that forecast because we're still seeing this system move very slowly. And the latest information, still 50 mile an hour winds. Most of that is in these rain bands away from the center, moving west only at 2 miles per hour. And we're continuing to see a very slow movement. Look at this with time. Sunday at 2 a.m. right here. This is 2 p.m. on Sunday. Very slow movement. So this is all in South Carolina. Very slow movement with a lot of that rain just to the right-hand side of the system. With time, we finally see that influence of this next system coming in from the Great Lakes, and we start seeing that turn back out and getting out of here. But in the wake, just an amazing amount of rainfall, a lot of rainfall. We've been really trying to focus on that. Look what we've had so far. This is an interesting way to show some of the rainfall that we had. So the radar just doesn't detect where the rain's falling. It also keeps track of where it's fallen. So this is an accumulation of what the radar has seen in the way of rainfall. Then we take the rain gauges, and it's corrected. So we look at this after those adjustments. This is where those rain bands are. This is where we've seen the center of the system. But look at these rain bands over the same areas over and over, and it's showing 20 to 30 inches of rain in some of these areas. And unfortunately, not going to stop. This is additional rainfall that we still have yet to come with the system. So like I was saying, just around the center here is those rain bands, and we have the Weather Prediction Center being able to really show some of these areas and emphasize where those rain bands will be, an additional 15 to 20 inches of rain on places that are already flooding. So definitely it's a dangerous situation. But look what happens with time with the slow movement. You start seeing inland places, 10 to 15 around Charlotte, getting into Virginia, 6 to 10. Asheville, you're right there with some of these high rainfall amounts as well. So that is a big problem. We start seeing this rain over some of this terrain. You get some flash flooding, very dangerous, and especially at night. Make sure to have a way to get that information on NOAA Weather Radio and have your cell phone right there when the local offices get those warnings out to you. And actually, we've still got some problems with the surge. We continue to have the storm surge warning up. We got high tide coming up later today. And onshore flow, you think about this, onshore flow pushing that water, and you still have high tide coming. So we still could see some places with 3 to 5 foot. What happens is you don't only have that on the beaches. It really tough for the surge that we already had to drain out. Plus, you have the rainfall trying to drain. So the bottom line, slow to drain. Still have some problems with the storm surge this afternoon. So this has been Ken Graham here in the operations area at the National Hurricane Center.